ready to tip this sucker off here and get the Glacier Bear portion of this Region 5 tournament underway. Metlakatla Mischiefs out on the court now with the Glacier Bears. Again, the starters for the Mischiefs: Nelson, Gray, Wellington, McGilton, Hayward, and Smith. For the Glacier Bears, Paige Wing, Taylor, Swinton, Cowart, and Larson. We'll have Swinton and Hayward in the center circle. Glacier Bears going to our right, Mischiefs to our left. Ball's up. Ball is controlled by Taylor for the Glacier Bears. She'll bring it into the right-hand side. Out behind the three-point line, low 2-3 zone by the Mischiefs. Taylor's pass knocked down to Larson. Janae Larson up and good for two. Glacier Bears strike first, and they've got a 2-0 lead against the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense back on the other side. Taylor up against Nelson. They throw it inside to Gray, and Gray's going to get the foul, and it looks like it'll be Janae Larson picking up her first personal. So Janae gets the first bucket in the game and also the first foul in the game. And that will send Faith Gray to the line, shooting two. First one's off the front rim, no good. Got a second one coming to her. She's at the line for her second. Shots up, and this one's right down the middle, so Gray gets one out of two, and it's a 2-1 lead for the Glacier Bears. Full court pressure by the Mischiefs. Taylor tries to dribble through it, has it knocked away, picks up the ball, gets it to Larson. Larson now, she's going to get tackled by Julie Smith. Hard foul that time by Smith on Larson. So it'll still be Glacier Bears basketball just on the Metlakatla side of half court. Kaylee Swinton on the inbound, right in front of the scores table. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor back to Swinton across the 10-second line. Still 2-3 zone by the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Swinton dribbles up towards the top of the key. She looks left-hand side to Paige. Paige Wing with a three-point shot. Front rim, no good. Cowart down with the rebound up high off the glass and good for two. Destiny Cowart's got two. And we're a 4-1 lead for the Glacier Bears. Smith back on the dribble for the Mischiefs, setting up the offense. She's got Swinton guarding her. She's up high, comes to the left-hand side. A little spin move against Swinton, drives down the right-hand lane. Kicks it out to Wellington McGilton. Her shot's way long. And Cowart down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Pass it off to Wing. Wing has it knocked away by Smith. Smith racing up off on the left hand with the right. And she gets her first bucket. It's a 4-3 lead for the Glacier Bears. Swinton back on the dribble. Throws it up ahead to Cowart. Through her hands, Taylor tries to come down with it. Can't. Quickly back ahead is Smith. Smith up against Larson and rolls it in two. So that full court pressure gets four quick points for the Mischiefs, and they're up 5-4, and we're going to get a foul on Smith reaching in. That's going to be two on her. Is there a way to cut our feed down? Wow, this is awful loud in my headset. So the Glacier Bears will be inbounding. Larson on the baseline. She's got Swinton back with her. Mischiefs sagging all the way back into their 2-3 zone. Swinton on the dribble goes to the left-hand side. Now reverse to come back up top. She's going to dribble to the right. Tries to get down to the baseline. She's double-teamed. Gets it into Cowart. Cowart power dribble up and good for two. Destiny Cowart's got four. Nice move by Destiny. Took that entry pass, one dribble, and up strong with it off the backboard. Smith back for the Mischiefs. She comes left-hand side to Nelson. Nelson has ball swatted away, but it goes right to Gray. Gray dribbles in. Her shot's blocked and out of bounds. Back to the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears coming out with some good defensive intensity here, getting their hands up on it. When Metlakatla was in the half-court offense, Glacier Bears have been doing a good job against them. Long shot that time by Hayward. Rebound by the Mischiefs. They'll reset it with Smith up at the center circle. Goes right-hand side to Wellington McGilton. She'll launch a three-point shot. Back rim. Long comes out to Larson. Larson on the dribble. Passes off to Swinton. Now Calla falls back. Now Swinton up ahead to Taylor. Taylor down to Cowart on the right-hand side. Cowart, another dribble up off the backboard. That one's a little hard. And long rebound comes out to Wellington McGilton on the right side. She dribbles it up the court now. Comes to the top of the key where she's picked up by Natalia Taylor. Off to Smith. Smith has Swinton on her. She's got screens both ways. She's going to go to the right. A little switch by the Glacier Bears. Nice job by Cowart to jump out on that. Wellington McGilton comes in, drops it off to Hayward. Hayward up and good for two. Drina Hayward, her first two. And we're back and forth here. 7-6 lead for Metlakatla with 5 minutes left in the first quarter of play. Swinton comes right-hand side to Taylor. Taylor has the ball stolen out of her hands, but it goes off of Gray's hands and out of bounds on the baseline. So Swinton will inbound for the Glacier Bears. Still 2-3 zone by the Mischiefs. Swinton gets it into Larson. Larson quickly double teamed down there in the corner, and they're going to get a travel on Janae, so I'll turn it back over to the Mischiefs. The Glacier Bears have a real hard time. They try and get it into that wing there, but throughout the season they've had a tough time getting trapped there. You might want to try and inbound that a little bit further out, get it out of that trapping zone for the defense. Quickly back is Nelson, drives into the lane, kicked out to Wellington. Gilton for three. Back rim comes down to Smith. Smith with a spin move against Swinton. Swinton blocks that one out of bounds. Swinton's got a pretty good height advantage over her, and she just stood there and just swatted that one when the shot went up. Coming in is Olivia Wing for Paige Wing for the Glacier Bears. And we'll have Nelson on the inbounds for the Mischiefs. Looking for an opening. She'll get it out to Wellington. Gilton, another three-point shot for Teresa. That one comes down to Hayward. Hayward with the dribble up top to Smith. Smith calling out the play. She's got Swinton sagging off of her a little bit. She's got screens both ways. She's going to come to the left-hand side. She'll stop, take a 17-footer, back rim, rebound off of the Mischiefs and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. We have Swinton and Olivia Wing in the backcourt. Swinton will bring it up. He's crossed the 10-second line, facing that 2-3 zone by the Mischiefs. Swinton comes to the right-hand side, hands off to Wing. Wing's going to dribble all the way over to the left-hand side, goes to Swinton down on the baseline. Swinton tries to dribble out of there and dribbles it off of her knee. And out of bounds, turnover to the Mischiefs. In for the Mischiefs, Madison James, number 11, and number 22, Tanisha Nelson. Smith on the dribble now for the Mischiefs. She's across 10-second line, just under 4 minutes to play with 3:52 left in the first quarter. Number 22, that's Nelson on the right side, hounded by Larson, looking for an opening. She gets it on the dribble now. Back to Hayward. Hayward to Wellington McGilton. McGilton up fake. She goes up on the left-hand side. Off the glass, in and out, no good. Cowart down with the rebound, gets it to Larson. Larson ahead to Swinton. Swinton across the 10-second line. Looks down on the baseline to Taylor. Taylor back out to Swinton. Swinton steps into a three-point shot, and that's money for Kaylee Swinton. We got a 9-7 lead for the Glacier Bears. Smith on the dribble. We've got a full time out here in the gym by the Metlakatla Mischiefs. 3:21 left here in first quarter play. Glacier Bears 9-7. And Lyle, this is a totally different team than we've seen play all year by the Glacier Bears.
Well, a lot more intensity coming out both on defensively and on the offense too. They're moving the ball well and getting pretty good shots at it. On the other hand, they're shooting a high percentage. They've already made 4 of 5 here, so that's a pretty good percentage, but also the shots have been good ones, and you're squared up and you're ready to shoot. On the other hand, the Metlakatla Chiefs put up 11 shots. I mean, they're not afraid to fire that thing up, and that's exactly what they're doing. So the intensity of the defense, I think, is helping, too, as far as the girls go.
And it got them off to a great start when Destiny got that power dribble down low. You know, something that's been open to her all year. Sometimes she's been hitting them, sometimes she hasn't. Towards the end of the year, she kept getting stronger and stronger with that. Hopefully she keeps that up through the whole game, because that's just a huge presence for them down in the post if she can convert like that.
It's going to be Chiefs ball coming out of that timeout.
So Chiefs setting up cross court from us. The Hayward on the inbounds. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense. Smith brings it up across 10-second line. She'll be picked up by Swinton. Smith looking for an opening. He's driving back and forth and then kicks it out to James. James going to drive into the lane. Cross court over to Wellington McGilton. McGilton's got Taylor on her. Now they go down into the post to Hayward. Hayward gets past Coward and up and good for two. So Greena Howard, that's 4 points for her, and we're tied at 9. Olivia Wing hands it off to Swinton at the top of the key. Swinton comes to the right-hand side, and ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Smith. And into the game for the Glacier Bears is Autumn Gross coming in for Coward. Now Autumn can do a really good job down on the post there also. So we'll see if the Glacier Bears start feeding her and get her some buckets down low. Wing up at the top of the key against that 2-3 zone. She goes to the left-hand side, gets it into Autumn, and Autumn up with the left hand and scores it, and she'll get one. Nice job on the left-hand side for Autumn scoring that, and she'll get the and one. That'll be a foul on number 25. Nope, number 15. Oh, they didn't have it up there yet. Greena Howard, her first. That'll put Autumn Gross at the line for her first free throw. That one rims in and out. Rebound comes down to Nelson and up ahead to Smith. Swinton still on Smith. Right-hand side to Hayward. Hayward's got Gross on her. Then to Wellington McGilton, guarded by Taylor. Now they go inside to James. Her shot blocked by a wing. Olivia did a good job getting a hand up on that. Gross down with the rebound, gets it ahead to Taylor. Taylor going to try and drive into the lane, gets it to Autumn. Autumn kicks it out to Wing. Wing on the baseline on the left-hand side. She's looking for help, and she's going to fall on the floor and travel with it. It's that same spot Janae got trapped earlier. They keep going to that one spot, and been hoping all year they just avoid that spot on the floor. Glacier Bears up by 2, 11-9. Quickly back over the Mischiefs. Get a little James on the left-hand side. Go in to Tanisha Nelson. She's up off the backboard with a left-handed hook shot, and good for two. We're tied 11. Swinton up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. Right-hand side to Wing. Wing back up top to Swinton. Swinton drives to the free throw line. She'll take the shot. Leaves that one a little bit short and on the end line. Kaylee forced that one. She had two defenders on her. I think she would have been better off kicking that to the left side to Taylor and then keep working the offense. Number 30, Jesslyn Milne is in for the guard with Kaylee Smith taking a break. So Milne on the dribble. She's got Swinton on her. Comes left-hand side to James. James got Wing putting the pressure defense on her. Natalia Taylor almost had the strip. Now she does get the strip. She's fighting for it. It's up ahead of her. She's going to dribble it on the right-hand side. Up off the backboard. Oh, rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Wellington McGilton. Oh, close opportunity there for the Glacier Bears. Just a little bit hard. Next time. Milne goes to the right-hand side. Picks up a dribble. Comes up top to Wellington McGilton. Back to Milne. She's calling out the play. Man-to-man defense still by the Glacier Bears. Doing a good job with their intensity. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Come left-hand side to Hayward. And as she tries to get past Gross, she's going to travel and turn the ball back over to the Glacier Bears. Tied at 11. Now the Mischief's going to come up in a full court pressure. This Glacier Bears had a hard time handling this when they were in Haynes. Let's see if they've been working on it. Taylor gets it ahead to Larson. Larson looking for an opening. Gets it to back to Taylor. Now it's scrum on the floor, and we've got a jump ball possession. We'll go to Metlakatla. Glacier Bears still are not running that full court pressure press breaker as well as they could. But they've got three more quarters to get that. I'm certain they're going to be seeing more of that. Jesslyn Milne comes left-hand side to James. James looking over the defense. Gets it up top to Milne. Milne just kind of counting down the seconds here. She's inside that center circle. Nobody's up guarding her. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. Now they come left-hand side to Wellington McGilton. She'll fire up the three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Hayward up and good for two. Rena Hayward's got six, and it's a two-point lead for the Metlakatla Mischiefs. We've got another foul on the Mischiefs, Tanisha Nelson. That's her first personal, fourth team foul. We'll see how long the Mischiefs picked up three of those four fouls running that full court pressure. We'll see how long they stick with it. Go left-hand side to Taylor. Taylor with a three-point shot. Oh, almost in there as the horn sounds at the end of the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears 11, Metlakatla Mischiefs 13. Scoring in that first quarter, Autumn Gross had two. Kaylee Swinton, three. Destiny Cowart, four. Janae Larson with two. Scoring from the Mischiefs, Faith Gray with one. Drina Howard with six, Tanisha Nelson with two, and Kaylee Smith with four. So a really strong opening quarter for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Let's see if we can keep this up for three more quarters to play here. I like the intensity and aggression that they've been showing so far.
Well, basically, like Doug said, the Chiefs, the Mischiefs came out and went after him right off the bat, got into foul trouble, had to back out of that press, Coach made a couple changes there, Joe Whipple did, and they moved back into the press again here, caused a little bit of trouble for the Glacier Bears. Met leads by 2, 13-11 right now here. Met's back out on the court here. The Mischiefs are quickly out on the court. But for the Glacier Bears, they've been patient on offense, getting some pretty good shots, a couple of rush shots in there, but all their shots. So, and when you shoot, 6 for 9, 62%, that's a good way to go.